I wonder if I should turn the owl up. Maybe that's part of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. We're going to any for it. Testing 1, 2, 3.
But I partly.
Well, what you're saying is this gets to a double score, right? We're getting some feedback. Yes.
Yeah, if you mute.
Mute the
She's muted on the camera now.
If she's done it that way.
Okay. When I speak to
there you
guys,
go.
I'm going to have to mute my other phone.
Yeah. It's probably best okay. Just to leave yeah. It. Because that...
Can you hear us?
Barely. You're cutting in and out.
Richard, can you hear us okay?
Well, we'll keep our eye open for a raised hand saying you can't hear. So, welcome to the December 19th, 2023 regular meeting of the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you'd like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the Port Office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. And please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of the request. This preliminary agenda and the subject is change. So I'd like to call the meeting order at what, 9:07?
9:07.
And raise hand for the pledge of allegiance.
Why it is
right there.
It's a flag. Great to have that. Thoughts in front here, guys.
Okay. So first, we have a question of the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I shall move.
I second with a request that we move the discussion period to after Richard, before we take any votes on anything, so that the commission has time to talk.
Could you say again when you want the vote to happen?
Before the votes on the mortgage rates and the budget and all those, I don't feel like the commission has had an adequate time to actually talk with each other and to express what they're thinking and feeling. And I think that would be a good time to do so.
Okay, immediately after the executive session?
Well, before we take any votes on the budget, mortgage, that I don't have an agenda right here in front of me because I can't look at it and Skype at the same time on this phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I think we're going to do then is take public comment and then recess to executive session.
Yep.
And we'll be in executive session for 30 to 45 minutes. And then we will begin with the consent agenda. And before we get into action items, we'll make sure we have...
Jack Lott's telling me that
yep.
what they've handed out is the same, showing the 9%.
On that sounds like Ken Dalglish.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So we're going to essentially have an item 6, which is and an action item 7. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
So you have to take an action on that.
I know. So is I have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the agenda as presented?
Aye.
With the change recommended?
Yeah. Aye.
Okay. So at this time, citizens may address the commission regarding any item related to court business, including items on the agenda.
Can they come up and stand by the owl, please?
Oh, that's a good idea. Or maybe we could... air there. Yeah, that might be good.
There's a bunch of people there.
Get more people in. Mm-hmm.
Talk to the owl. Hello,
you, Jerry. Speaking a male voice.
It's Ken on his phone.
So, is there anyone who wants to address the commission?
I'm Nancy Langwood. Port of Kingston residents. I had sent the commission and Greg an email this morning, so I don't expect you to have a full thing. but I did want to just reference it in this meeting. It was concerning some of the board processes, how you make decisions, how you take the things. And I made observations, I identified some issues, and I offered some suggestions about how you might improve these processes. And they specifically addressed the conduct and decision-making process. And Laura, I'm glad you said that you'd like to have a discussion, you know, prior to decision if you haven't adequately discussed it, because that was one of the main things that I had identified. The other one is Kevin, everybody here, and how you handle public appearance and how you handle input that comes in from the public, that it really is a two-way street. I know it's hard to engage the public. You've obviously been successful. But then how do you manage the promise that you get so that people don't feel like they just fall into an abyss and then they don't come back because they didn't feel like they were heard or could have any impact on decisions? And the third one is the communication to the public. And I do want to acknowledge the improvement in the website and the newsletter that goes into the Kingston Community News. It keeps us updated on port projects and those kinds of things. So I know there's positive action, but also I wanted to just address the communication situation. I mean, currently with the whole oven after issue, and I think the port was a little short-sighted in not recognizing the impact that it was going to have on the community and on your port employees, that this is a big deal to everyone. And to be proactive when you have an issue that you know is going to be so sensitive, put your communication plan together and reach out to the community with what you can. I mean, I totally understand that it's a legal situation and you're bounded by what you can say, but I think there's a better way to handle things than just not saying anything. And an example of that is what happened when, you know, we have the community and some support mechanisms out there for him medically. And one of those, it was on a Facebook post, and somebody tried to verify with the port that Facebook post. And what the answer they got was, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about what you're talking about. I don't know anything about surgery. I don't know anything about that. So then it came back to that post saying, I don't think this is real. and checked and was verified, and they did come back and say, yes, we verified it was some other people. But that shouldn't happen. And I don't know how many other folks have been and have not been handled appropriately. So I think from a communication standpoint, again, what's your plan? What are you going to say to the public? And how are you going to coach your employees to respond appropriately if they're answering the telephone or if they're at the desk? I think that's just good business practice.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Mark Libby?
Hi, Mark Libby. I'm a renter of one of your slips down in Marina and a Kingston resident. And as you look to next year's budget, as a tenant down there, I wanted to pass on my perspective to keep the rates low for next year. In particular, I have a concern that as we look for building the capital funds that we have for replacement and future improvements, that those shouldn't be borne by those of us that are down there today. The way to finance major capital improvements is with a bond, and fortunately the court has the ability to do that. That way, paying off the bond by the future tenants would enjoy the benefits of those construction, that facility seems like a much better way to accommodate the necessary growth and improvements at the port. And then I just want to say one other thing. As a Parks and Trails guy, I'm really interested in better access to North Beach, a consideration of how we make a water trail landing, the Hilltop property, and in general, a coordination with all of our environmental stuff. So wanted to raise that awareness. It may mean that the grant writer should be part of the fiscal plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Steve?
My name is Steve Young, and I'm a resident in the port and a tenant. I would like to encourage the commissioners, as I have thought through Ray's condition down in the hospital, and I guess I realize that most everybody that works in the office over there has only known Ray for a short period of time. And when his GoFundMe page went up, most of the people were giving 100, maybe to 300 somewhere in that neck of the woods. And there's just an impressive number of people who know Ray, who like Ray, who support Ray. And those of us that have known Ray over the years, which again, many of the people that work in the office over there have only known Ray for a fairly short period of time. He has earned our respect. He has earned our trust. And what I would like to encourage the commissioners to do is to give Ray every consideration that he possibly can to make this time in his life better. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
I would like to add on to that. My name is Noelle Hampshire. And I think.
Can't hear her.
My name is Noelle Hunter.
Can you come to the front where everybody else was standing? That's the only way I can hear.
Yeah.
Laura can't see.
I can't hear when they're in the back of the room and talking.
Yeah. She's trying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Noelle.
He is a bridge between staff and effects and the bureaucracy and the people that voted. He has a special gift of positivity that really did that. And the treatment that I've been hearing that he is receiving, I'm sorry, I'm a little disgusted by what I've heard. Now it is hearsay, and we probably don't have all of it. But I'm pretty disgusted at what I've heard. And I don't think you guys know what a glue he is, how his staff love him, at least the older ones did. And the things I've been hearing the last couple of years from the dock workers, I've always taken it with a grain of salt, but it seems that it has really come to light lately. And I'm at the point, in a way, personally, I don't even want to live in the Port of Kingston district. I've been looking for property outside, and I'm just screwed it and kind of feel like you guys are a little disconnected. This whole situation, I think he's out for me and understand what Ray does. He is the faith. He is the heart. He is hospitality. He wants everybody to have a good time when they come into Kingston. And he bends over backwards to make that happen. And I don't know if that just gets overlooked or part of on what, but it really needs to be acknowledged. That's all I have.
Anybody else?
I think you all know me, but my name's Greg Wright. I have a boat in the marina. I came here 6 months ago, almost to the day, with one thing, was to learn about the port. I stated to each one of you that I couldn't come and it'd be in judgment of you if I didn't understand your jobs. So I've spent hours and hours and hours learning about each one of your jobs, how you do it, why you do it. And this is what educate, I guess. One of the most powerful political entities in our government today are port districts. You voted in for 6-year terms. You are completely unregulated other than by a vote. Executive directors, you operate autonomously, not only in your position, but over all your employees. We as the people, remember November 19th, 1863, when Lincoln said, we the people, by the people, and for the people? We are the people. You all are by the people. We are for the people. It's really seeming like it's the other way around. You tell us what we need. You do what you want. And you don't listen. But look, I digress. Let me go back. That's learning. I told you my premise was to find the truth. And in my training as a law enforcement officer, the truth comes in two forms. They come down the road of people, and the other side is money. So I follow people and money. Sometimes I say things that are yucky because I want to gauge your response. Sometimes I do things that are yucky because I want to gauge your response. Here's one, an example. Did you instruct anyone at the Port of Kingston to not acknowledge Ray's sickness via phone or otherwise when it came to a call coming in this last weekend? Yes or no? I want a big statement. I just want a yes or no.
Public comment, period. He doesn't.
Okay. Okay, you can answer that one.
It answers me.
Okay, well, that's a lie, but that we'll get on to that. Back in 2013, this court bought the Toth property for $370,000, the one next for $370,000, the house for $725,000. Until last month, we weren't able to use the top property. Thank you for opening that up. We've spent $1.4 million over here, and I know all of you were not here when that happened, but all of us were. We've watched that go to ruin, and I'm going to put that squarely on management. The Hill House is a disaster. It is a liability to this port and the people that live in it. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be maintained. A standard of maintenance needs to be defined. And you can't do it, then you need to define it for your renter. We're going to go further down the money side. Moorage, as we all know, the moorage on my boat which came to this board in 2020, has gone up 71% to date. Oddly enough, the wages and salaries of the port employees have gone up 71%. And I started thinking, why is this? Why is our port director's wage going up so high? And then I thought, wow, I bet his retirement is based upon the best of five of his last 10 or something like that. Sure enough, it is. So we don't really care about what you pay. We care about what we make. Because what we make when we retire is more. Well, that's great. That's great. But we're all paying for it. An example of that, the Hill House. We paid $725,000. Let's say we had $370,000 to put down. And we take a loan at, let's say that we even a cheap rate, 2.99%. What's our payment we're going to make on that house? $2,900, $3,000, somewhere in there? What do we rent it for? Anybody know? $2,000. Why? My rent's gone up 71% and the whole house has not changed. Why? One more thing about money and then I'll move on. In every budget that has passed through this building in the last 36 months, there have been raises for the employees. Every single employee got upwards of 5%, as high as I think 15% at one point. Over 3 years, our executive director's got up 25%. During that same period, our good friend who's lying in a hospital has gone up 2.33%. Thank you, Jack, for giving us all these numbers. Ray came to me 4 years ago, and this is where I get emotional because he asked me to investigate what's happening at the port because he knew that's what I do. And when I grab a hold of something, I don't like it. And Ray told me stories of hostile work environments. He told me things that I absolutely couldn't believe. So I started digging. Remember how I told you I was going to dig? So I started digging. A lot of what I have is just hearsay from people that work in the port because, frankly, I've been stifled by my records requests. Maybe you have a lot of them. I don't know. But the first one I got in 10 days, the ones I've asked now are 45 days out. So I just have to go on what I've been told. Hostile work environments, they're a terrible thing. How do you think a person that's the harbor master, number two on the managerial scale, that gets a 2.33% raise over 5 years, how do you think he feels about his job performance? How would you feel? Would you feel maybe you were getting picked on? Maybe. So, hostile work environment. I found there's been upwards of more than five, I'll say, employees that have left the port under, I don't know why, because I can't find out. But I do know that they've been paid severance packages. And you know what? There was a non-disclosure agreement required that they signed for them to get their severance package. How much they got? I don't know. That's coming December 31st. So I'm suspect. Our good friend is lying in a hospital, suffering on levels that I can't even understand that may have been caused by the actions of this port under stress induced by our executive director. 2.33%. Think about that. Number two guy. And how much did yours go up? That's right, 25%. Interesting, isn't that? Isn't that just odd? And then we go back to this weekend. Remember the first time or a couple weeks ago when I talked and I said Ray had been honored by this community and he was honored because of what? His integrity. Integrity. It's a really big word. Do you think we were holding ourselves to a high integrity when we knowingly picked up the phone and said, Porter Kingston, yeah, can you verify Ray Carpenter has a GoFundMe account? I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. What? Is that integrity? Is that when I ask you if you called the man None of you had except Mary. Thank you, Mary. None of you had. What kind of people are we? For God's sakes, this is Christmas. I'll tell you the kind of people we are. We raised $45,000 for Ray Carpenter in what?
4 days.
How long? 4 days? 3 days?
Or 4 days.
What's that?
Four. 4 days.
4 days, right. Yeah. That's the kind of community we have. We're honorable, and we have integrity, and we love each other, and we take care of each other. I know I'm over my 3 minutes. Can I continue?
No.
Excuse me? You want me to stop, Laura?
Yes. There's okay. Other people that want to talk.
I guess you're overruled. How does it feel?
That is uncalled.
I can't hear you.
I retract that.
Thank you. Apologize. Thank you.
Maybe you could repeat that, Greg. I didn't hear that.
That's probably best. So this harassment that I talk about that happened at the Port of Kingston was also followed by a counseling session for our executive director. I don't know if you all knew about that. And again, I'm telling you things that I've only heard from hearsay. I don't have it in fact because I can't get any information. But the person that did the counseling session, as I've been told, is a family friend, which is odd because in anything that I've ever experienced, that would never be a lie.
Yeah.
So let's go back to what was said last, and I want to conclude with this. The last thing that was said by one of our people, which was Nancy, was talking about input and what you do with it. I heard the last meeting, not the last one I attended, Mr. Englund reported to all of us that he gathered all the upper scale management of the port and sat down and talked about how we're going to move forward and make a plan for the port. And Laura, you made a comment that that was a really good thing. I really noted that because I thought it was pretty cool. And at the end of that meeting, I asked a very simple question. How many of those people that give their input that ultimately create the budget and the path the port is going down, how many of those people have boats? Kind of a good question, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever asked maybe for a boater's input? Oddly enough, no one has a boat. And no one's been asked for their input. Now, I know, Laura, I heard that you talk to your people at the church and they all want to raise their rates, but they don't have boats. That's what I heard. Somebody told me that. Hold on, you can't comment. Anyway, what I described to you is a tree, and the tree has poisonous roots. And I have tracked the roots back, albeit hearsay, to not only the executive director and his henchlings on the second floor, but I have tracked it back to three commissioners who have acted and passed budgets that were discriminatory at best. If you're going to raise an employee's wage, you do it on merit, you do it on longevity, and you do it fairly. I dare say you have done none of those. If I have one comment, you as commissioners need to avail yourself to studying because you haven't done so for 3 years. Learn about the people who you are regulating and learn who the people are in your port district, because we do not agree with the direction that you're headed in.
So anyone else wants to address the commission? It's pretty far into.
So I think it's also important to hear it back for these things.
I'm listening to all these things and I'm remembering that when we
to Kingston 8 years ago, one of the big brouhahas going in town was a big lawsuit against the port. Basically, that was caused by mismanagement and failure of oversight by the commissioners to take care of that procedure. So then we were told that a lot of things had to happen. We had to have more insurance on boats. The rates in the port needed to go up because the lawsuit caused financial problems in the port. And so it was going to be on the backs of the boaters to fix that, despite the fact that they were, it was not caused by boater negligence in any way. So I'm just listening to all these things, and what I'm hearing is we are on the road to another many lawsuits if we continue down this road. And the port is once again going to be in jeopardy of financial issues. And I don't think the community can handle that. And I don't think we're going to be supportive of it.
Well, and with seeing no more of the comments.
Okay, thank you. I'm Art Hammond, long-time Kingston resident. I wasn't going to speak this morning, but I tell you, the way that I've seen this group treat Ray over the last couple of years is just unconscionable. He has done so much for this community. And one of the things that is in the charter of the port is to help the economic development. And I see him as doing more by himself for the economic development of this community than any of them. He has brought in countless clubs and groups and supported them in ways to get them into our community, to get them into our local businesses. He helps out every single person on the dock with whatever they need. My wife and I have been traveling. We were in a foreign country. I was wearing a shirt that said Kingston, and someone came up to me and said, "Do you know Ray Carpenter?" In a foreign country. So think about what you're doing, because he does more than any of you. Okay.
He was here when we met Senator Jackson and put that movie in the pocket. So I go back a long ways and a lot of different port commissioners. I'm not a voter. I'm not down at the marina, but I am in the community. And I was here a few years ago when we had the big lawsuits, wasted a lot of money, bought properties that have sat and done nothing. I realize that you weren't necessarily a part of that, but I see a new trend happening with our commissioners, and it's all of what has been said thus far. But the port is more than just the voters; it is community. And when I go to the port, it's Ray Carpenter who is the one who reaches out and bridges community. But the last few years, that man has been stressed, and it's his job. He loves his community. His job has been made difficult for him. I don't know all the whys of that. And I know that right now, as we're now probably, possibly moving into a lot of lawyering up and lawsuits, that this time, instead of 3-4 years ago with the last lawsuit, you have an opportunity to man up, make a difference, dig deep for your integrity and do what's right. Not what you legally can do, not what can be manipulated, not what you can underscore and sell, but to just in your heart of hearts, do the right thing for this community. And you will regain the support. You are servants to the community. So do what's right. That was great.
Thank you.
Mark Ryan has a comment that he stated in the chat. He asks, why does the port need residential properties, the Toth and the Hill House? It should be sold and the money put in the marina infrastructure. Mark Ryan.
Who was that from?
Mark Ryan.
Speaking of time. And we'll need to go back and look at some of those meetings. So thank you for all of that. So now we're going to recess to executive session for RCW 42.30.110.11. To discuss with legal counsel representing the agent matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation for which the agency, the governing body, or member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. The commission will be in executive session for 30 to 45 minutes. And so that requires it.
We'll come out.
Just a kiss. Yeah. I got a new kiss.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
would you close your door? The door and get out for good.
Marla is in. Richard needs to come back. I've put them all in the waiting room. They're no longer there. Marla's the only one that's on, and she is in the waiting room.
So this is from her office. This is agenda four.
It went out last Friday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I sent it Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble hearing Mary.
Me too.
Okay, so my counsel, would you mind setting the stage for this conversation?
Sure. So I talked to Greg in anticipation of today's executive session, just to kind of go over a few things that are pertinent to Ray's status, the public records request, and the investigation. Let me start, I think, with the public records request, which was... Pardon?
You're part of the health vector. You know, every public are standing outside, they can hear everything we're saying, so there's no confidentiality. So I don't think they want to... But it's a public building.
So we can't have a confidential executive session?
Can you hear us? Can you hear what we're saying? No? Okay, good. I can hear that, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think we're...
He should probably stand out there when Richard talks, because it tends to boom more when you're on the recording to the room. So, Chris, could you go back out there and let Richard say a few things before you determine?
I think they're moving on. I think they were going to go sit in the lobby.
They're not actively straining their ears that I can see.
Go Greg, ahead, Richard.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Greg, can you hear me when I talk about this?
You're...
Greg okay. can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I try to turn that thing down. We need to go a step further.
The problem is then they can't hear it.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
And the recording is... We don't need the recording. Yeah. But let me stop the recording while we're here.
Yeah.
I think we adjourned at 9:45 or something.
9:45.
Okay, I thought so. Super not invited at all. I apologize.
So do we have a way of letting anybody else that was on?
They're all back in. Yep. They're all in from the waiting room. Yes.
Yeah. So I appreciate your all patience. It is the following morning meeting. The regular meeting is back to order at 11:07. Thank you. So we'd like to begin by consent agenda. Matters that are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussions. If the discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commission. And basically, it is approving the November 2023 warrants in the amount of $139,000.32, and we have two payments of $118,807.38.
I want to point out something. A typo here. That it's not 690,000 in parentheses, it's 60,000.
Oh.
Which could you say that again?
Yes. In the parentheses that come up with the 139. Two separate warrants. One is incorrect.
The
totals
are
correct.
Yeah. Typo.
I'll make a motion to approve as amended. Aye.
So that takes us to action items. We have some, I think, amazing and important feedback from everyone. And we have action items that I think require conversation among the commission and input from the community. We have to do them at this meeting. We have to pass the budget, we have, et cetera. And, but we are able in January to have the conversation with you and with among ourselves to reflect on whether or not, in fact, this was the right budget to adopt. We can redo it, but we can't not do it.
We can amend the each item potentially.
Yeah, that's essentially, I think, what I said. Okay, so the first thing is we're going to put up for approval resolution number 2023-12.
Mary?
Yes.
I requested that we move the discussion period to prior to doing these. I amended the agenda.
Right, but we don't have time for discussion today. That's the whole problem. We're after the end of the new one. And so if we have a discussion now, we'll get to these at 1 o'clock. So I'm proposing that we adopt these as presented and recognizing that we have in January, we can have a full discussion and amend it if we decide.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Sorry. The hearing isn't all that good on the video. Thank you.
So this is to adopt the 2024 budget. I would like to comment that this takes into consideration changes to the proposed marina rates summary, which we'll come to in a minute. And I think that your input on that was very helpful, and we'll look forward to talking about it more in January. But this budget that we're talking about adopting is in your packets. You don't have packets.
There's 10 out there. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's 10 of them out there. There's an additional one if somebody needs one.
Can I ask if the, because I don't have it in front of me, if the rates are the proposed or the what ifs, which are they in the budget?
What ifs?
Perhaps we change the order of this. Perhaps we can do D first. D is to approve resolution 2023-12-19-04 to adopt the 2024 rate schedule. And Greg, would you like to quickly describe what we're proposing?
So in the we're proposing the change the draft the what if where it goes that basically on the left hand column there in this rating and the 24 draft. So the one on the right-hand side in blue is what is the difference from market average. So those are the rates that the rates I see on the average sheet. This is just comparative analysis that we're trying to present for discussion so that you guys have more information to see what was the difference between 2024 versus 2023, the year-over-year change. Because we saw different analyses from different folks. Some of them actually, you know, were lower than what these are, and some of them were higher. So we try to say, here's the actual change, the difference from the previous year. The gray is the what if assumption. And then because we had traditionally gone to last year's market average, that the blue is what is the average. And this is, then you see the differential because we're not recommending because the averages went up so high last year. And what we do know is that a number of folks we did reach out to, they last year, somewhere 5% for this year. But that's just the blue, but we're not recommending the blue, so just the gray.
Get the blue. And so can you say which column is in fact the column that is being recommended?
2024 draft. In either the green or
the gray. What is the difference between 2024 draft and 2024 draft?
Version one is the first one we prepared and then went back and re-looked at the slip lengths that were 36 and under and lowered those.
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Okay, except this.
Is version one.
Okay, so is there a motion to adopt the 2024 rate schedule under 2024?
Can't hear.
Is there a motion to adopt the 2024 rate schedule as presented?
And did Steve make a motion?
I did not yet. I wanted to have a. I can. I will make a motion to adopt with a caveat.
I will second that with a caveat.
And what is your caveat?
Go ahead, Steve.
My caveat is that I would look to comments that we've received. We have not had time to digest those comments. I would propose that at the regular meeting in January, that we would have a ability to have a session. With all the other things going on, that my feeling at this point is that we're required to adopt a budget. We have a budget. It's a draft budget. And that the caveat is to be able to have time, the commission have full time to be able to digest all of the testimony provided by the public. And that at that time, then we have the ability to revise this budget.
And my caveat is that, back up on what Steve said, but also to have time that the commission can actually talk and be able to exchange ideas and exchange thoughts. And I know that we've all talked to people, and we haven't had that opportunity like we have in years past of actually taking time where it's just us talking amongst ourselves. I'm not saying that there's no public there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we actually have a dialogue amongst ourselves, because we're all coming at it from different angles. We've all talked to people. We all have different ideas, but I don't feel like any of us have been able to voice those things and to come together on them. That's my caveat. I would propose it be at hopefully a work session early in the year before the regular meeting.
Yeah.
No decisions made, just talking.
Okay, so what we're proposing is that there be one of the work sessions in early January, and we may need to look at having more than just two work sessions in January. We can have time for commission discussion in an open setting, and that then we have time to think it all through and act on it in the January regular meeting, which is the 30th.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Does that catch what you're talking about? So in the meantime, this is up for adoption so that we can go through the steps to get. Okay, so we have a motion and a second, and had some discussion. Is there an action? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So then the second thing is adopting the 2024 budget, resolution number 2023-12-1901. Is there a motion to adopt?
I make a motion to adopt with obviously the same caveats, because if anything's changed, it's going to change the budget.
I'll second that.
Okay. So, any further discussion?
No.
Okay, so a motion is a vote to approve, adopt the 2024 budget with the same caveats about discussion and review. And again, all in favor?
Aye.
Should we state the resolution number before we get into that? Can we do that? I don't think we had a discussion that this is resolution number 2023-12-15.
Okay, I made the initial motion, but I don't have the resolution number in front of me.
Okay, right.
So would you prefer, Steve, that you make the motion to read the resolution, please?
So we're amending that. And again, we're proposing to approve resolution number 2023-12-19-01 for the adoption of the 2024 Board of Kingston budget.
And I'll second that.
With the same caveats as
correct
in the previous one.
Correct.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
And Greg, the capital budget, the comprehensive, these need to be adopted now as opposed to January as well.
Yes.
Okay, so resolution number 2023-12-19-02 to adopt the 2024 capital budget with the same caveats as the rate schedule and the overall budget. Is there a motion to put that on the floor?
I so move that we adopt resolution 2023-12-19-02, resolution to adopt the 2024 capital budget.
With the same
caveat.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Third action is B, resolution number 2023-12-19-03 to adopt the comprehensive theme card bill. Is there a motion to do that?
I make a motion to adopt the comprehensive scheme of harbor improvements.
Second that.
With the same caveat.
Same caveat.
I don't think the caveats are included.
You don't really have time to discuss this.
Okay. Okay, we'll put those on.
Yeah, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so these other contract elements, are these things that could wait till January or should do today?
Please.
So approved resolution number 2023-12-1905 to amend the contract for architectural services for the restroom. Is there a motion to approve that?
I so move.
I second.
Any further discussion?
No, not for me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. F is a resolution to execute contract and excuse the engineer. And I'll need somebody else to read the number.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Is there a motion to adopt resolution to execute the contract with CG Engineering?
And I think what I'd like to do in this particular motion, I do move to approve resolution 12-19, should that be? Yeah, -06, adopt resolution to execute contract with CG Engineering. And with a report on that from Greg, if you go over that real quick.
And I'll second.
No, just I want Greg to go over that because it was something I think it's a relatively new item.
Yeah, so we hired CG Engineering. They do both civil structural. We'd like to hire engineering to do both civil, structural, and electrical engineering. And we were going to hire them to do work on both the restroom and then also to look at the structural situation with the Hill House. So that's what this contract is basically for, multiple tasks with a not to exceed amount of $35,000.
Right. Excellent. Thank you. Great.
I seconded.
Oh, right.
Further discussion.
Well, I think part of this, we examined the condition of the Hill House, which has been a topic item, will really greatly benefit where we're at with that building and have a better understanding of that. So,
can I ask a question? Do you know if there's a timeline for approving the Kitsap County Comprehensive Plan, or is that rezoning
taking plan, like, rezone?
Right. Will that take place before they do all the discussions with
the comp plan? What I heard is that there will be further discussions in April, up and to and through April,
okay,
for the rezone. So for the audience benefit, the court did posit a rezone of four separate parcels, including the parking lot, the upper parking lot, the Toth property, and the Hill property. Toth property, I think, has two parcels. The Hill may have two original parcels as well, but what we had asked for with Kitsap County within relation to the comprehensive plan is to rezone those properties to a higher use other than their current zone, which is for housing, essentially. So we would like that to be updated to the urban village standard zone, which is what we have in place down at the port area. So that's the procedure that we're going through with the county, and we're hopeful that that will get rezoned.
Any further question? Okay. So all in favor of resolution number 12-1906?
I'm sorry, it keeps cutting in and out. I'm so sorry.
I know this thing is just not the best.
Okay, the next is G, to approve a resolution to adopt a resolution directing the executive director to amend a contract with Elmquist Commercial LLC. Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
Resolution 2023-12-1907.
Thank you, Bill.
And I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and so the next thing is the oath of office for Commissioner Carbonell. And how is that going to be handled?
Can we do that at our first work session instead of doing it now, please? I'd rather be in person for that.
Yes. Can it be done at a work session rather than a formal meeting?
If we make it a special meeting, we can. Which is kind of what we're doing with the work sessions now, is we're making them special meetings.
Okay, we'll do that first one in form. And so we're holding off on that.
Okay.
Are there discussion items that you want us to talk about, Greg? Okay. Are there any discussion items that you're going to want to bring up, Laura or Steve?
I am going to want to bring some up, but I will reserve that to do it in the first session in January. There are some things that I think we need to look at seriously. So I will, yes, I will be bringing them up.
Okay. The financial report, have everybody had a chance to go over that?
Yes.
I have not yet had a chance to look at it. I did generally have a brief pass over with it, but
do you want me to just say my normal spiel, just a couple sentences about it, or you want to go?
There are a couple sentences. I'm just concerned.
I know the timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's okay. We can pass.
We can get into it in January.
No, there's not anything. I don't know.
Okay, and that, I just want to, before we go into any further public comment, the next regular meeting is December 24th at 1:30, so you can all be aware of that. And Greg, can you say which Tuesdays in January are work sessions? I share the 9th and 23rd.
That's right. Yeah.
Searches that I've had to do. It's fine.
So there's a word section on the 9th.
Gonna be kissing it.
Yes.
Forget. Yeah. Trying to get the calendar.
So.
Then there's a regular session before.
So on the 9th, you can anticipate that that will be set up as a special session. Public comment will be appreciated, and we'll have the opportunity to discuss among ourselves the proposals in front of us for finance
and budget amendment, or yes, rate amendment.
So with that, I'd like to open this up for public comment. Any citizens who may address the commission regarding any items related to port business, including items on the agenda. Every time you are, I will see people dancing across the hall. I wish I felt like it should be fun, wouldn't it? Is there any public comment?
I've noticed just more of an observation. You know that you guys get a lot of information from us today, but it also appears that you guys are not doing this. And I'm not sure what's going on, but kind of from the outside looking in, there doesn't seem to be a lot of communication. And it's frustrating, to say the least.
Well, that's why I'm looking forward to the January 9th meeting, so we'll focus on that. And because Nancy made the same essential observation.
What do you think the disconnect is?
Pardon?
What do you think the disconnect is? Where are you, why do you guys think you're disconnected?
We don't ever see each other except when we're sitting here.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have conversations outside of a port meeting because that's a open public meetings violation. If you actually have three commission members and two talk to each other, can't do it, not even on the phone. It's state law, so you know.
Can't hear.
That's why I think we need five commissioners.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
I don't think that's necessarily solved the problem entirely, but it's an opportunity to tip. Rita?
You have to approve this budget today, which said draft. But how far in advance were you given copies of this budget to approve, which you knew you had to approve today? How far in advance were you given the budget to review? Even if you can't get together and review it together, you can review it individually and come up with comments, questions, and I'm sure give them to Greg. Well, how far in advance were you given this budget?
I would like to say something in reference to that. We were given plenty of notice in order to review the budget and look it over, but the last meetings, due to things that are going on, we have had so much public input at meetings that there's never been a time in any one of those meetings that the commission could actually just talk with the three of them together and discuss things. There's never been the opportunity for the last few months. And it's made it really difficult in order to talk about budgets or rates or anything with just the commission talking to each other and letting the audience instead of, and I'm not saying that the audience can't speak, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying there needs to be time for the commission to actually talk.
I think it was the end of October. Yes. Uh-huh, yes.
If I would absolutely personally look it over, make comments, talk about it yourself, and then when you get to the meeting, you could trade your comments with each other last month in October, November, December now. I mean, I find it pretty ridiculous that you don't even know what's in this budget because you haven't been together, can't get together, but you can do it individually. I mean, when I propose a budget and send it out to someone, I expect them to look at it, at least look at it. And you guys haven't even looked at it.
We haven't looked at it.
Yeah, you've looked at it. You looked at it. That's basically what you did. You looked at it. That's all I got to say.
Does something prevent you guys from meeting more often? If there's this prevention where you can't talk, you have a prevention where you can't have meetings?
No, in fact, we used up until recently.
Session.
The last 2 months we have met weekly.
No, we're not meeting.
We have been since because of other issues, but yeah, we had scheduled them, but then conferences and things like that, but the last couple.
Meeting weekly. Have a discussion or have why do you guys seem so disconnected? I think you can't talk to each other outside, but when you're having meetings, why are you guys disconnected?
I think that the majority of the recent meetings that we've had sessions like this where there is a an awful lot of public comment going on. So when we have public comment, and I think that Commissioner McClure and Commissioner Granville will agree with me that we take these public comments to heart. We are looking at these public comments. We're taking them in. We want to be able to digest this. We've not had the time. And I think that Commissioner Granville had stated that. We have not had the time as a commission with the three members of the commission to be able to discuss this in a meeting.
I think we're, at least for me, I'm confused, is if the three of you can get together and discuss this, there's been 2.5 months of the budget. But everything that we heard today when you were going through this, we want to have a caveat to the vote because we haven't had time to look at it. We haven't had time to talk about it. We haven't had time, but you've had 2.5 months. And that seems like you could have snuck in at least
time. There. Every meeting that we've had, substantive things have been said about budget, the use of funds, priorities, marina rates, and it all needs to be integrated into one whole. And some of those were said within the last week, and we haven't had a chance to talk. And I'm really happy that we revisited it in January and take a look and say, I'm concerned about this. What do you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's much of what you're saying is true, and I certainly get it. So, but there is a tremendous amount of detail that we get every question we ask, and we're working on communication so that you get focused answers, and that will help us move forward. So, any other comment?
Do you discuss items like the budget during executive sessions?
No.
No.
What do you do there?
Legal questions.
There's actually a consent list. You see, there's specific things that you can discuss. They're very limited. They're limited by law.
No. Legal issues.
No, you don't.
Mark Libby has his hand up.
Thank you, Mark.
You probably heard my dog commenting. I saw for the first time the draft of the 2024 marina rates in the handout today, and I believe it's the 40-foot e-slip that you're using for the model as you do the prototyping, and the rate proposed is a 9.4% increase over the current rate. And again, I think that jump from $498.75 to $545.39, I haven't computed the delta on all of those, but for that 40-foot slip, that 9.4% increase seems high from my perspective, especially when you look at it over the overall rate increase that was talked about in the pre-meeting or the earlier public comments. When you go back to 2018 or 2020, the growth is, I believe, excessive for what the port needs to sustain its operation. And the reason that it's been proposed is you want to build the capital fund. I believe you should hold the rates at a lower increase. 9.4%, like I say, is a big step, way above what I see a change in my Social Security. So please take that under consideration as you finalize the rates for next year.
Thank you, Mark. Could you
see? If your boat slip is 36 foot or less, those are going down, correct? Is it even down? Not going up as much. Anyway, yeah, okay. I put it down earlier about a $12 difference. Just curious, why that's not equal among everybody? Is it because you have more people with smaller boats and less you break into their budget and more likely they're happy and you get to hit up with bigger boats? No, I'm being very serious here. It's a divide and conquer. I don't think that's right.
To answer that, one of the concepts that we had discussed in some of the previous meetings was that a boat of 36 foot or less is trailerable. So therefore, that boat could be trailered in and out of the marina to be able to be used in that way. So in its ability, in your ability to trailer a boat means that you don't necessarily need to be at the marina. You can go in and out of the marina, park your boat in your trailer, and be able to. It sure is. So that's the consideration, I think. Yes. I might suggest that instead of having a back and forth that we're doing right now, I understand that. Yes. That's part of the complication of this. Is that the commission needs to have the ability to discuss all of these matters by ourselves with the public watching. That's great. But at this point, we are just getting into, our time is getting up. We're at the end of the year. We're required to adopt a budget. We're required to adopt marina rates. We're going to look at that again, and we will be looking at that again.
We can't control it by the week, though. We don't have the time to digest.
But, yeah, sure. Yes.
The only time you have to say anything.
Yeah.
You can say anything.
It works.
Half of the post here, I've never seen in a meeting before. Or I've seen you, here and there, Hazel. But, and do you have a comment?
I do.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yeah.
The schedule said one thing, and then it changed the next day. Yeah. He came off work to be here. But you all get to choose when your meetings are. 9 o'clock sounds like a meeting. Maybe 6 in the evening, or... working.
That is precisely why our regular meeting, we alternate our regular meeting. So we have regular meetings typically. This was supposed to be tomorrow at 6:30 in the evening. Yeah.
They don't make it for me.
Yeah. I apologize. I understand.
You don't think I'm actually you. I'm personally not. I'm hoping certain contracts are not approved, to be perfectly honest, and my vote will count, and I know that a lot of people talk to me that aren't here and how do we go about things, and you guys want bonds to expand and do so much. I can't even trust you guys on some basic levels. I can't. And if I can't trust you on basic operations, I'm not going to trust a bond and have my taxes increased. Because you guys can't do basic things. I'm trying to step by the thing that's ever been in my time.
Expressing dissatisfaction, expressing dismay is a gift.
Thank
you. I would think it. Any other public comment? Okay, so commissioner reports. Might we also set commissioner reports and staff reports aside until January?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so January. And I've already announced that the next regular meeting is January 24th at 1 p.m. That's Village Green. And that the two work sessions in January, just to reiterate, are 9 o'clock on Tuesday, January 9th, and 9 o'clock on Tuesday, January 23rd.
Right.
Thank you. This question.